Okay. Growing up in the Valley, which is deep South Texas, past San Antonio, because everybody always thinks South Texas ends at San Antonio. Keep going a few hours south, and you hit the Valley, which is right before you reach Mexico.
I think here in the Valley growing up it's something different than anywhere else. It's especially in a community like ours, us as gay, as a gay couple, it's pretty, I guess it's pretty different than anywhere else. You see TV and you see how, the gay community is a little bit more accepting, which I believe now we're getting there eventually. In the past 3 years, we've seen how accepting the community has come about, versus growing up and having that stigma of, being gay and, disease and many things here in the Valley because there's so macho men, here in the culture itself because of Mexico right across the border. I think that plays a huge role in the accepting, but we've come a long way. We just had our Pride event this past weekend, which it was our first time there, and we had an amazing time. It was a great turnout. It was held at the convention center, and there was no protesting. There was a lot of families and there was kids there, which to me was like, what? Like, I've never seen that people are so accepting here in the Valley. So that to me was an eye-opener, and it makes me realize and it makes me feel great that, I'm part of this community and my community is finally being accepted here. I don't think we've had an event like that in many years. This is our fourth year, but last year they didn't do it because the whole Pulse thing was going on during that time.
I don't know what Pulse thing
The
is.
Pulse is what happened in Orlando. There was a
The
shoot.
Oh,
Nightclub
I'm
shooting.
sorry. I'm sorry. My brain is like.
But yes, that's what happened last year, so.
Last year it was held the same day as a gun convention at the McAllen Convention Center. So to avoid anything, they're like, we gotta cancel this event. And so they did.
And this year I guess it was like a comeback. I don't want to know. I don't know, but we went, we had a blast. It was amazing. The drag show was really cool. There was a pastor there. We had
A candlelight vigil for the victims from Pulse.
and also for the what's it called? That I don't want to say drag queen because she wouldn't really perform, but we recently there's a this person, and I don't remember his name or her name. She disappeared. She's been missing for over a month here in the Valley. She's actually from Brownsville, Texas. That's actually about 60 miles away from us, a little bit south, more south than us here in
Towards the
Mission,
coast.
towards the coast. They went missing, and they haven't found her. So right now, the family's already prepared for the worst. Knowing that this person, she, dresses as a woman and she's open to the community, she's known in the community, she disappeared, and every once in a while we do hear that down here.
But it's not too often that's a situation like that happens. Again, keeping up with growing up in the Valley, by attending that event was so, I don't know, so almost a sense of relief seeing how these teenagers and these young kids are able to just be free and be themselves and just enjoy each other's company without any kind of violence or anything going on. I don't, part of me was a bit relieved, but also like envious in a way because I wasn't able to be as open as they were growing up in middle school or in high school. I've had my own incidences, where I've been punched in my face before, by my father because he thought I was gonna go see my boyfriend at the time, and I was just gonna go get dinner, and it was all because of the whole, again, the cultural machismo, you're gay, and all this stuff. But ever since then, that situation, we took care of it, we moved on. But aside from that, community-wise, it's way more accepting than you would probably imagine,
And I think going back to that, growing up in the Valley also, maybe, I don't know if it's just me, but, you know, we also have that fear, me as being gay, having the border so close to us, only because even you've had an incident when we were in downtown, just having a beer and, you know, this guy comes up to Rick and starts talking to him, telling him he's... And, you know, we're so close to that I guess we don't have the same fears that someone from up north might fear, because over there, there's a lot of... There may be other people with similar, but that's always in the back of my head, you know. Who are you going to bump into? Are you going to be okay? And sometimes we do hear some violence in downtown, maybe not necessarily towards the gay community, just in general. And now that the gay community is basically moving in downtown now, it's a really cool club. But I think that's always in the back of my head, you know, my secureness. And being maybe too close to the border kind of adds to that. But yeah.
I mean, so you had a great Pride event this year. It's really positive and looking up. It looks like there's a lot more acceptance. So what do you hope that inspires in future generations of people who want to be different?
I think
it's actually not that different where I'm from, but
I think as a community, maybe not as in, you know, the whole community, but as in my community, the LGBTQ community, I think what we need to work on is working with each other. I think that should be our next step. You know, because I feel that there's a lot of stigmas within our community. There's a lot of tension within our community. It's a lot of competition that I feel that if we work together as a group, instead of fighting against each other, we'll have more acceptance and we'll be able to grow a lot faster.
It will be taken way more seriously and it'll create a better image for the community. You know, aside from like, well, you guys are just fight amongst each other, so why should we respect you all or anything of that sort, you know? But if we work together, set a positive example, you know, and things of that nature, it would definitely just alter, you know, things for the better, I believe.
And because, yeah, there's, and it's, yeah, yes.
He said it all?
Yes.
Did he? All right, I think, is there anything else you want to say? Is there anything that's you're dying to share?
For the younger generations, just to be true to themselves, you know, and just, you know, people are always going to call you names. They're always going to say things about you, but it doesn't matter. You know, that people always have opinions, but it's what matters is what you do, you know, to
piggyback on that is also to the young generation. Don't forget about the older generations, everything that they did for, you know, for us. For us young people, because I see the older generation and I've talked to the older generation from my community and they had it tough. You know, you talk to these old drag queens like Betty Crocker and, you know, she lived here in the 80s and, you know, in the 70s where, you know, they had 10th Avenue and, you know, people really, you know, protested and really treated them like shit. Versus now there's more acceptance. So just basically to that young generation, you know, don't forget, you know, about the roots and about the history where you're from. And, you know, because there's a fight that's been fought for you to be able to dress up in colors and be able to walk, you know, in your underwear, basically.
It took a lot for someone like RuPaul to get to where he's at and all what he had to deal with growing up, you know, and, it, you know, it, what Leo said.
Can I ask one more question? Yeah. And you don't have to answer it. It might lead to a long diatribe of political conversation, but one of the things that I personally feel that I'm attached to is that, like, there was a large push for feminism and, like, women's rights, and I haven't felt them threatened in a long time, and, you know, as soon as the Trump administration was elected, and in office, I felt like it rapidly going downhill as far as what our rights were, including, you know, LGBTQ rights as well. But I, you know, because my personal experience is limited to women's rights, it's sort of like I keep thinking that if I keep thinking like, and I might falsely be thinking like younger generations are just not aware of the struggle and therefore aren't prepared for the struggle. And I'm just wondering if you kind of feel similar. And
I kind of do feel that way. I feel that we have to be informed, get informed, you know, and not just, I feel that this generation right now, they're just enjoying, but they really haven't fought the fight. They really don't know what it really feels to be punched in the face or be called names or, you know, and they...
What it really means to struggle to truly just be yourself.
Exactly. I feel that, and I feel with this administration, they're kind of getting a taste of it. And maybe if we I've noticed it, but maybe many of us haven't noticed it, but I feel that people are actually starting to realize, hey, this is a fight that is it's an ongoing fight. And I have to join this fight because these rights that we fought, that we've gotten, we didn't get them too long ago. You know, they've been here for very few years. And as time is passing by, we're starting to lose those, you know, rights all over again and having to fight that same fight again. And I feel that it's going to be an ongoing fight for a while. And the whole point is not to give up. The whole point is to let those young kids know, you know, that young generation know and give them the tools. I feel that sometimes we just like to point fingers, but we also, as the older generation, have to teach these kids. I think that we cannot just point fingers and say, you don't know, you don't know. Yes, you don't know, but let me teach you. That's what we have to do. You don't know, but this is the information that you have to read on. Because I feel that this new generation is very open-minded. And this technology, they know how to use this technology. And, you know, and they want to fight. I've met a lot of young people that they do want to fight. And it's just about giving them that inspiration, finding that inspiration from them and letting them know, hey, this can lead, this you know, privilege that you have, it's basically a privilege right now because we haven't had it for long. This freedom that we call freedom, it's been a freedom that we had to fight, you know. I remember when I was 12, when I was 13, what we do now, being able to hold hands and kiss. I remember when I was 15, I had a boyfriend, and we walked around the mall holding hands. You have no idea how many people stopped us. A church with a group came up to us and said, let us pray. Like, and it was just simply walking, holding hands. And that was, what, 15 years ago. Now we're able to hold hands. Nobody bats an eye. But back in the day, it was a big deal. And I remember, and we mainly did it to protest. It wasn't something that, oh yeah, we want, it was just, I guess I wanted to protest. I wanted to say, I'm gay and I'm gonna be gay and I wanna hold hands like everybody else. And it was, and I see that. I could see the difference from then till now. So I say, let's not give up on this young generation, you know. I do have hope on them because they're our future. So I can't just say, oh yeah, they don't know what it takes, but I think they will know. I think it's time.
But that's cool. I actually wanted to share one thing with you is that right now I'm doing a women's reproductive rights documentary, and I was fortunate enough to attend a celebration for the Women's Care Network in Philadelphia with the head of Shout Your Abortion, and I can explain what that is in a little bit, but Amelia Bono spoke about her experience starting her nonprofit called Shout Your Abortion, and the women in the room after she spoke, and most of them, instead of asking a question, said, they stood up and you can clearly see that they were in their like 60s or 70s, and the message was, we have been down this road, and if you need more tools, contact us so that we can let you know how we fought the fight.
Yes.
And it was like a solidarity thing. So if I walked away from anything, number one, I was like, holy shit, these people have been down the long road and they succeeded. Like, we've really come so far since they marched.
Yeah.
And we, in my opinion, I owe it to them to fight and continue, but also to tap into their wisdom, you know. And then the other thing that was interesting was that there was a representative for Catholics for abortion rights, and that touched me specifically because I was raised Catholic, and part of my like disassociation with it is that it's like I need to have the right to choose whatever I fucking want to do in my life, and I, if it's against anything that's scripture, then that whoever is beholden of that can screw themselves. And so I'd renounced it, but this woman was the embodiment of expressing to other people who are devout that it's still not, it's not a sin, and you have support, you know, like that stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, and if you have any comments about that, that's cool, but I just learned that. I couldn't believe the amount of women that I was looking at that walked longer and harder than I did, you know.
Yeah. And to touch on that too with us here, something that I want to see as well, back to the question that you asked, is maybe more religious groups that accept homosexuals, you know, that accept our community. We only have one church here in the Valley that is open, that puts it out there, you know, welcome, and it's mainly it's a humanitarian, if I'm not mistaken, church from Hardingen. And I've talked to a few priests from other Christian churches. Some are open to the idea, some have welcomed us to go to church with them. They say they have a couple there, but I feel that that's something else that maybe the community down here, the LGBTQ community, needs, you know, to grow. You know, just a space to be able to go and express, because to me, I feel that religion is more like a I don't want to say a cult, but more like a coven. You know, you go in there and you grow together spiritually, you work together spiritually, because I feel that us as humans, we have energies that can, when you come together, you can make things happen. And I think that's the power, as they say, of prayer. You know, you put these, your heads together, and you focus your energy on something, and you can make things happen. And I want for the gay community to have that place where they can go and make things happen, not just a club to go party and have a drink, somewhere where they can go at noon or at 9 in the morning and get together once a week and talk about their problems, their struggles, what they're going through, and from there grow as a community, not just as, and maybe that will help also take off the stigma of gay people just want to party and get drunk and messed up and that's it. I feel that if we've had that here, people will go, people will come, people will get together, because us as human are eager for that, you know, that type of community, that type of energies, just coming together and growing. You know, it doesn't have to be religious, it doesn't have to be the scripture, it's just coming together and saying, how can we grow as a community? How can we do this better as a community? And I feel that that's something else that I wish we will have it, because there's in big cities, they do have these places, but this is where you can go. And I really wish that, hopefully in the near future, you know, we just had a badass pride, so
hopefully it's progressing.
Yeah, it's progressing, you know, I have hope in my little valley.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing your experience.